With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Dock workers from Maine to Texas have suspended their strike until after the presidential election.
The president told reporters he was pleased that the union representing 45,000 dock workers reached a deal to suspend a three-day strike until mid-January.
Next 90 days, we're going to settle everything.
The three-month halt to the strike will give both sides time to negotiate a new contract. Mr. Biden said he hopes the agreement holds. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas wants Congress to approve another spending bill, saying FEMA does not have the money to make it through the remainder of the hurricane season. Well, it's now been revealed from FEMA's own website that $640 million of their budget was allotted to the Department of Homeland Security to fund the influx of illegal immigrants under the Biden-Harris administration. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody said she believes the Biden administration officials are just laundering the money for their illegal immigrant pet projects. Also at SRNNews.com, recovery work continues in six states ravaged by Hurricane Helene. Volunteer firefighter John Payne says the debris-choked Rocky Broad River swept through Chimney Rock, North Carolina, like a freight train.
These boulders are the size of cars or houses even that are rolling down the river. There's steel girders from the beams on the bridges. I just walked up there, piped up the river, and they're bitten horseshoe shapes around boulders.
The devastating flooding is leading to a new problem in North Carolina, yellow jackets. An entomologist says the heavy rain and floodwater destroyed the insect's nest underground and in trees. North Carolina health officials say they've brought in large amounts of Benadryl and EpiPens for those who have been stung by the swarms and may be allergic. This is SRN News. Supreme Court's getting back to work.
And a number of the cases it will consider are of interest to Christians. The justices will consider the constitutionality of Tennessee efforts to bar doctors from giving drugs to children in an effort to help them live as the opposite sex. The High Court is also slated to hear arguments from online pornographers who don't want to have to verify that their users are at least 18 years old. Catholic institutions are also challenging a New York law requiring them to provide abortions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California's attorney general is suing a Catholic hospital, claiming that it illegally denied an emergency abortion for a woman. Attorney General Rob Bonta filed the complaint this week against Providence St. Joseph Hospital in Eureka. The woman was seeking an abortion after she said her water broke 15 weeks into her pregnancy with twins. The lawsuit alleges violations of state civil rights laws. This is SRN News. Former President Trump vows to revoke protected status for Haitian immigrants if he's reelected. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
In a Wednesday interview, Donald Trump vowed, if elected in November, to revoke temporary protected status for thousands of Haitian migrants who were living and working in the United States legally and to return them to Haiti. Trump told reporters it's been overrun, referring to Springfield, Ohio, a city that has received about 15,000 Haitian migrants in recent years who arrive under the Immigration Parole Program and were allowed to apply for temporary protected status. To receive such status, immigrants must maintain a clean criminal record. Trump said last month that he would conduct large deportations of migrants out of the United States, starting in Springfield, if he became president again. I'm Bernie Bennett.
A famous set of murder convictions from 1996 are being reviewed by L.A. prosecutors. Eric and Lyle Menendez were convicted of killing their parents in a 1989 shooting. More details at srnnews.com.